The following is an excerpt from a story about my wife's father's funeral here in rural Ireland. We arrived at the home house that has been in her mother's family since 1836. It sits on about 40 acres above Dundalk Bay, and where, from the kitchen window, you can sometimes see horses training on the beach. Family, friends, and neighbors had gathered at the house. Claire's father lay peacefully in the traditional wooden coffin along one wall in the parlor. 20 or so chairs hugged the other three walls. And everyone was offered sandwiches and tea, or stronger, over and over. Women in the back kitchen were doing dishes, making more sandwiches, making more tea. And the house was full of activity. Non-stop, 24 hours, coming and going. This was typical rural Ireland, and this was a typical rural Irish wake. The saddest and most solemn part I experienced was moving Claire's father out of the house for the last time, gently being carried on the shoulders of six family members, and walking 100 yards or so up the lane, the same lane that he had walked thousands of times.